In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, now that he has insulted them, what will the CIA do to get back at Donald Trump? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations, and Lumber Liquidator is a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Amazon, whose original series, The Man in the High Castle, imagines a world where the Allies lost World War II and America is ruled by Nazi Germany and imperialist Japan. All episodes streaming now on Amazon Prime Video. And Ballard Spahr, a national law firm providing services in litigation, compliance, and transactions to clients across industries, assessing the impact of national events and legal developments to keep clients informed. Learn more at ballardspahr.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman is our benevolent overlord. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our web guru is Beth Novi. And this week, we are going to say goodbye, sadly, to our beloved intern, Alex Wallachy. Alex, we hope your time here was worth more than the couple of calls from your grandmother concerned about your well-being. That's true. Grandma, she did a great job, and we hardly hurt her. Thank you, Alex. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Robin Lynn and Miles Dernboss, with this week, Candace Mattel. Technical directions from Lorna White, our CFO's Andy Wen. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, how will the CIA get back at Donald Trump? Adam Burke.
They're going to rescind their offer to allow him to personally waterboard suspects.
Ooh. Roxanne Roberts.
They'll start sabotaging the letter T on his building signs so all the lights read rump.
And Tom Baudet.
Every night for his first 100 days in office, they'll send in elite black ops teams to put an obscene elf on a shelf somewhere in the White House.
Well, if any of that happens, we're going to ask you about it right here on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Adam Burke, Roxanne Roberts, and Tom Baudet. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. Don't give up on us yet. This is NPR.